Hi, this is Patricia calling with UMR Prior Auth Department.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling on a request for Robert Irwin. Date of birth 7/25/48.
Just a moment.
Of course.
7/25/1948.
Yes.
Robert Irwin, okay.
It looks like it's for chemo.
Yep, it's opening. Just a moment.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. It's for Libtayo, right?
Let me see. Let me double check.
J9.
I'm not clinical. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not clinical, but.
Yeah.
So we did receive a fax needing extra visits.
Eight.
And also
yeah.
Extend the date of service. So I'm looking at the last time the nurse approved it. It was in July. They did approve it from July 8th to 1/7/2026. And the visits are as medically necessary. So however many visits needed within that time frame.
Like from July 7 till 1/7/2026, they approved it for only one visit. So one visit was already utilized in July 11. Then again a new request was initiated for the August. So the last open up. Yeah, so in the August it was again approved from 7:30 till 8:30 again for one visit. So on 8:30 the auth expired.
No, I'm looking at, let me read the reference number to you.
Yes, yes, yes. I got your reference number ending with 0285.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The approval is actually, because they did do an extension, and it does show that it's approved from July 8th, 2025 until 1/7/2026. It does say one unit, but when I'm looking at the nurse's notes, they only bill for one unit. But it's unlimited visits during that time frame. It's however procedure visits and services are determined medically necessary.
Okay, because on July 21st, again, as the visit exhausted, it was approved for one unit. So on 7/22, we called in Quantum Health and spoke with Talisha, and she initiated a request for additional visits, and after that, she gave an approval from 7:30 of 25. Till 8/30/25 for 1 month, one visit again.
Mm. Okay. So that was through Quantum Health. Okay, I got you. This is from UMR. So that was approved through UMR, the dates I just gave you.
Okay. So do I need to wait for Quantum on this response?
Nope. It's already approved.
Okay. And it is approved from July till January of 2026.
Yes, again, the approval dates on the extension were given from July 8th, 2025 until 1/7/2026. And again, it's however visits, procedures, and services are needed in that time frame, that's all approved already.
As per medical necessity.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Fine, and the auth number will be same, ending with 00285?
Yes.
Okay, can you fax us the documentation supporting this?
This was sent on July 9th, but I can send it again, absolutely. What's the fax number?
901-328-7175. And will it be mentioned, you can put attention to Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E.
Okay.
And can you just include this thing that it is approved as per medical necessity? Because the billing team is working on this case and they see that it is approved for one unit, so they again ask our auth department to refill the claims because it is approved for one unit.
I agree. It's very confusing. I'm looking at the letter now. It does say, determined to be medically necessary.
Okay, okay.
And it says number of units one. And then it says services determined to be medically necessary. That's all the letter is going to say. I don't have any documentation And it does say number of units one, so it is confusing, but again, the service range is from those dates.
Okay.
Is that okay, or did you want something else?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, I'll resend this.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Of course. No, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.